Happy New Year, January 1, 2023. We started 2022with the names of God. I know we're starting this brand new year, but we're gonna end this week on this Sunday with a name of Jesus, Bridegroom. It's a great name of celebration, like many of you are celebrating today. So after Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, he headed north to the area of Galilee, and he made his headquarters in Capernaum, a city by the sea. One day, Jesus was walking on the shore, and he invited a tax collector named Matthew to follow him. Matthew left his tax booth to follow Jesus. Matthew wanted his tax collector's friends to meet the Lord, so he invited Jesus to his home for a great celebration. The religious leaders were offended that Jesus was having a meal with a hated tax collector. But they were not the only ones upset. The disciples of John the Baptist wondered why they had to fast while Jesus feasted. Jesus answered their question by likening himself to a bridegroom at a wedding celebration. Here's what he said. And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away, and then they will fast." The church is the bride of Christ, and one day there's going to be a great eternal celebration. In Revelation, John heard these words, like the sound of a mighty, mighty peals of thunder crying out, "Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. And his bride has made herself ready. It was granted for her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints." And the angel said to me, "Write this, 'Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb.'" Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And here's the question. You're going to be invited to that supper. Have you accepted Jesus' invitation to follow him? Will you be invited to that great celebration, the marriage supper of the Lamb? Lord Jesus, it's only through you that I have that invitation. First, I just thank you for inviting me to follow you. Thank you for reserving a seat for me in that great celebration. Thank you for being the bridegroom who protects and provides for your bride, the church. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.